Let us rise in body or spirit. Our processional hymn is 3-5. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church on this very last Sunday of Epiphany this year. Our appointed liturgy is found in our bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Amen.
save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Our hymn of praise is 840. In the transfiguration of your Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the witness of Moses and Elijah, and in the voice from the bright cloud declaring Jesus your beloved Son, you foreshadowed our adoption as your children. Make us heirs with Christ of your glory, and bring us to enjoy its fullness. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the lesson.
The first reading comes to us from Exodus 24, verses 12 through 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and wait there. I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction." So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up onto the mountain of God. To the elders he said, "Wait here for us until we come back for you. Look, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a dispute may go to them." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses out of the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the Israelites. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmody today is Psalm 99. The Lord is king. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all of the peoples. Let him praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. Mighty God, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name. They cried to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud.
They kept his decrees and the statutes that he gave them.
O Lord, our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God, and worship at his mountain. And the Lord is God is holy. The second reading is from 2 Peter chapter 1, 16 through 21. For he did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to lamps shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by human will, but men and women moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. 6 days after Peter had acknowledged Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
And now may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. So the Feast of the Transfiguration is celebrated twice in our liturgical year. Always on August 6th, which moves around on the days of the week, and always on the last Sunday of Epiphany. That's right. We're barely recovering from the 12 days of Christmas and the 4 weeks of Advent. Before those, and this week, we will begin our 40-day fast of Lent before Easter. That's this coming Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. Today, we bring out the white everywhere to celebrate and to feast, the Feast of the Transfiguration. Today's gospel lesson from Matthew is one of three reports, the other two being found in Mark and Luke, of an extraordinary experience of Peter, James, and John. three of the 12, and the only three of the 12 disciples privileged and blessed to be with Jesus on the Mount, as the veil between the living and the dead, between the Father and his creation, was dramatically breached, and there was a metaphysical epiphany manifest before their eyes. It's an explosive mystery which has been foundational to the church even before Jesus' cross, resurrection, and ascension had occurred. A seismic shift in our understanding of the now hastening events, which would be Jesus' last week in mortality with them and, of course, with us. Who is this Jesus? Today's gospel lesson follows this pericope, the small narrative within a larger, where Jesus asked his inner circle, "Who do people say I am?" Now his disciples reported, "A great prophet." Others, "John the Baptizer, come back to life." And others, "Elijah." When Jesus then asks, "But who do you say I am?" It is Simon the fisherman who is the first in all history to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," the first person in living history to ever utter, essentially, "Jesus Christ," Christ, which is to say the Messiah. And Simon's name is changed to Peter, which means rock, as Peter's utterance is the foundation on which Jesus builds his church. Jesus is Christ, the Christ. It is Jesus and no one else who is the metric by which everything and everyone ever is measured. Now, following this story, we are given today's story in Matthew. Now Peter, formerly Simon, James, and John are invited to accompany Jesus to climb to the top of a mountain, where, veiled in a bright cloud, they encounter two of the leading figures in their Hebrew scriptures and history. Moses, the one chosen by God to lead the children of Israel from slavery in Pharaoh's Egypt through the wilderness and to the promised land. And Elijah, the greatest prophet to God's people, who had arrived at their home. Moses, who gave God's law to God's redeemed people, and Elijah, who challenged God's people to live into covenant and relationship with the God who had saved, had redeemed his people. Well, on that day, or this day, they are seeing ones who had passed but are now alive. And they are in conversation with Jesus, whom Peter had just recognized as Christ. A voice from the heavens booms forth, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." It is Jesus who is the metric. From now on, is the metric by which a person can know God. Not even Moses, not even Elijah, but Jesus. The disciples fall down in terror. Their own proper place before the majesty of their Creator is overwhelming in God's unfiltered presence. And Jesus touches them in tenderness, and he says, "Have no fear, rise." Our gospel lesson today invites us to, as Jesus' disciples, look upon the majesty of God in awe, and in our proper place within God's creation, is no room for pride in ourselves. And Jesus touches us as he touches us and bids us, "Rise, have no fear." Sisters and brothers, like Peter, James and John, we have work to do as we walk with Jesus. Now, Peter wanted to build tents for each, the lawgiver, the liberator, the prophet who challenges God's people into relationship with God, God's only Son, the Beloved, the Christ, says no. Jesus has work for them. Jesus has work for us to do on the plain below. Jesus has work to do in Jerusalem, which will result in his holy, innocent suffering and death on the cross before his resurrection to die never again. We have work to do as we walk with Jesus on the plain. So let us also rise and let us have no fear, for Jesus is Lord. Jesus. Say together the words of our faith as found in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As God's beloved children united in Christ, let us pray for the Church, the whole human community, and the well-being of the earth, our home. Revealing God, your Spirit sustains the Church. Strengthen the faithful with the revelation of Christ transfigured, that we may joyfully follow him in the way of the cross. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Life-giving God, creation is full of your majesty. Nurture in us a deep respect for the interdependence of all life, and make us wise and vigilant stewards of your good earth. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Peacemaking God, the nations are in turmoil. We pray for an end to violent conflict. Give wisdom to negotiators and sanctuary to refugees. Defend any who are in danger. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Healing God, you desire wholeness for all people. Bring healing to any who are experiencing illness, chronic pain, or mental anguish. Comfort the dying and those who grieve, especially those we lift up to you now in our heart. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, in our worship, we glimpse your glory. Hear your voice and receive assurance of your love. Inspire all who prepare, lead, and participate in worship to serve you with reverence and joy. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Transforming God, you bring life from death. Thanks for the witness of those who have died in faith, and we praise you for the hope we have in Christ, our morning star. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness, made known to us in Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. Oh, no. She's finding the announcements right now. Here's an announcement. Today, I saw a robin out front of St. John's eating a worm on the day after Valentine's Day. Now, how often does that happen?
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year, it is the Transfiguration of our Lord. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today and those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Gary Ferguson. Happy birthday this week to Terry Kendall, Christopher Kaysen, and Brittany Hergesell. Happy anniversary this week to Stacy and Flint Rabin. The Pancake Supper is this Tuesday, February 17th from 5 to 7. The proceeds will be divided among Hope House and the Power County Youth Center. Are there any other announcements not in the worship bulletin or corrections to the one in it? Apparently not. Offering will be collected at this time.
Thank you.
Let the vineyards be fruitful. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts and ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us in what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all the nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets, hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word, dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth, death, and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are privileged to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. This is the table of Jesus. It is Jesus who invites you to receive him this morning in this sacrament. Let it only be Jesus who restrains you from doing so. Everything is prepared. Come forward as the Lord calls. Thank you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Let us rise. Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Processional hymn, Out Into the World to Love and Serve, is 858. Love and serve the Lord.